It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College. Did you know that Schoolcraft College has 4 certified master chefs, 1 certified pastry chef, and a certified master baker on their staff? These are the people training the chefs of tomorrow. And you could be one of the chefs of tomorrow. Not only do they have a great culinary program, which is like one of the best in the state, but they also offer adult education classes. So if there's something you want to learn how to make or decorate or perfect or finesse, if there's a certain style of cuisine you want to learn how to make, I guarantee you Schoolcraft has a class for that. You can check them out online, schoolcraft.educ. Is that right? EDUC? Schoolcraft.edu/CIS.
There you go.
Just go to Schoolcraft College. You'll find everything you need. You'll find more information than you can possibly deal with, I promise.
More classes than you could ever imagine.
Oh, it's amazing. I want to take more. My French class is almost done, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to take more French,
yeah.
And I'm going to, what else am I going to take?
Are you going to be fluent soon?
I doubt it.
I bet you will be.
Can you give us a little taste? Put you on the spot.
Je ne parle pas le français.
Oh, she even has the attitude.
Magnifique.
Her little attitude there.
Pronunciation.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. All right. Today we are talking about family traditions.
Aw.
And I like this.
I love traditions.
I do too. I'm not good at traditions, so I like hearing about everybody's.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good because I put out a message on Facebook today asking for people's traditions.
And we got a ton,
and I am loving all of them. And we're going to talk about some of them.
It makes me want to do those things that they are doing.
So do I.
But what are some of the diehard traditions in your house?
Okay, so what absolutely has to happen every year is the night before Christmas, we all get Christmas pajamas.
Okay.
Which I had learned from a friend, but I know a lot of people do that.
And a couple people on our list mentioned that,
yeah,
too, who responded.
I didn't do that growing up, but I definitely do it now, always have since the kids were little. And it's fun. Try to get, like, husband-son matching, and then my husband tries to get a daughter and I matching, and then
That's cute.
And the thing is, you wake up in fresh clothes, and then, of course, all those pictures you take Christmas morning, you're not all in, like, you know.
Yeah.
Frost Junior High.
Or
T-shirts.
A T-shirt with a coffee stain.
Exactly. That kind of stuff. And then another one that we do is every year, and this has been awesome, every year we give each other an ornament.
Oh, I like that.
And it usually represents something that happened that year. So it's awesome. So, you know, there's the volleyball for the 1 year my daughter played volleyball. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. A car when my son started driving.
I see. That's fun.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff.
Your tree must be getting crowded.
It is crowded, but it's always fun because every time we pull something out, we're like, oh my gosh, remember this one? You know, when dad thought he was going to be running 5Ks all the time. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
All right. That's hilarious.
And then when I was younger, the big one that my dad always had is, like, no one could go in the family room until everyone had orange juice in the kitchen. And he was, like, crazy about it. Like, everyone would be like, get back in here. And, my dad, I swear, would drink the orange juice so slow. Just, you know, to make us
on Christmas,
like, more
morning?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
To make us more all, like, dad. Like, I think he was, like, kind of, you know, just doing it to... I don't think he was probably,
yeah,
for sure doing
torturing
it,
you.
What about you?
On Christmas Eve, everybody gets to open one gift, usually a gift from another family member. Like, you can choose.
I like that.
Yeah. And it's just whichever.
Oh, you get to choose which gift you want to open?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fun. But it's just from the other family members. You know, it's not so, because I don't want any big gifts being opened on Christmas Eve and then disappointment ruining Christmas morning.
Yes, that's exactly what would happen.
And then it's a tradition. It's because the kids, it became a tradition when I noticed the kids were doing it.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. But Christmas morning, the kids open their stockings while we brew coffee because Like, I guess I always told them no presents are being opened till I've had some coffee.
Yeah.
So, but I guess I 1 year gave them their stockings. So they just now, they know, you know, are you making coffee? And they get the stockings.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's not necessarily tradition, but one big thing for me when I got married that I had to explain was the stockings are a real big deal for me.
Okay.
Real big. I need some good stuff in the stocking. I always seem to look more forward to stockings than I did the presents. And I don't know why,
oh,
but I really like
funny.
The stockings. Yeah. So my husband knows to like put some good stuff in there.
And we've started some Thanksgiving traditions because our traditions have changed. My daughter lives out of state now.
Right.
So now she comes home. So like we, you know, occasionally during the Christmas holidays, we spent Christmas in Florida a couple mm-hmm. times, like at my in-laws' house or somewhere else. And now we don't do stuff like that because she's coming here. But at Thanksgiving, it's become, when she's home, it's become one of our traditions to go shopping at Midtown in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
And downtown Detroit, one of the days she's home.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we're doing, so she's, you know, when she comes home for Thanksgiving, that's what we do. And
well, on my Facebook page, I think one or two of my relatives responded and said that one of their traditions is pumpkin bread, which is what I make, which is ironic because I didn't even know they had put that on there. And you and I talked earlier today, and I said the one thing I'm stressing out about the holidays is the pumpkin bread because everyone expects it and is used to it, and it's like a big thing.
Oh, and you're injured right now.
Oh, and I'm injured,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So I'm like, I got to make all these loaves of pumpkin bread. The stress.
Don't you have a stand mixer?
Yeah, but there's a ton of ingredients.
Oh.
I mean, like 14 ingredients in this thing, and it's a two-part bread, and trust me, if it was, I would already be all over this. But I even went to my year-end euchre party on Friday. And when I was leaving, my friend said, you didn't bring the pumpkin bread this year. It's tradition. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I wanted to. I really did. I just didn't get around to it because of this one arm problem.
Yeah. Well, and it's, so I think that's probably when traditions go awry, when you're injured or when things change.
Yeah.
Like, or when... like when my daughter moved away and then was just coming, traveling home.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've noticed the traditions that we have now that my kids are older are not the same.
No.
From when they were little.
Right.
And in some ways it's disappointing, but in some ways it's kind of fun to create new ones.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. But speaking about when they were younger, my sister-in-law asked on the Facebook post, maybe we could help her with it with one of these traditions and a discussion their family's having. Santa presents from Santa.
What about
wrapped
them?
Or unwrapped?
What? Why would they ever be unwrapped?
Well, because I've heard of people doing this. Well, two things. I've heard of people doing a different paper for Santa versus
ding, ding, ding.
The mom. And the other one is because the elves made all the gifts and you know, they don't wrap them. They just, Santa delivers them. And I've heard this a lot, that some people put the unwrapped gifts from Santa under the tree. And then some of these other people do the two different wrappings. I take it you were the two different wrappings, and Remy's kind of shaking his head.
Yeah, it's always Santa paper.
Paper
with Santa Claus on it. Yeah. Some kind of, you know.
Oh, mine doesn't have Santa Claus on it, but it's a very specific paper that's the gifts from Santa.
See, I was always like afraid of, you know, it would be my luck that the kids go down the basement then and see the remainder of the roll of paper and be like, wait a minute. Did Santa wrap his presents here?
Well, then you just say yes. Or you say,
yes,
oh,
he did.
Or you say, oh, look at Santa left us on the extra wrapping paper.
What
Come
a
on.
Guy.
Learn to punt.
I know. Normally I do.
Speaking of Santa, I heard a really cool tradition, kind of a tradition about when kids get to that age, when all their classmates are telling them there's no such thing as Santa. And, you know, it's time to kind of burst the bubble, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought this was so clever and so sweet. And so what it is you pull the small child aside, however, whatever age they are, because like I figured it out when I was 4. I was really young.
Wow.
And I was like, I know it's you and dad.
Really?
Yeah. And my parents were like kind of shocked and flabbergasted. I was like, don't worry, I won't tell my little brother. And
right.
I was just one of those kids that, you know, I was
Dang.
Like, I get it, you know.
Precocious.
Yeah. I'm
yes.
Like, yeah. I'm like, you're not pulling the wool over my eyes.
You're
I get
like,
all this.
I understand.
Anyways. So the tradition is you pull the kid aside and you say, listen, everybody is Santa. That's the whole magic of it. Every single person is Santa Claus, has a little bit of Santa in them. So now that you know the secret, you have to be a Santa. And so you need to find somebody and give them a gift without them knowing that it was from you and it's from Santa.
Oh, Oh, wow.
Oh, that's...
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I thought it was so heartwarming. And so the story that they told was this little girl had a neighbor who was kind of elderly, and she liked her a lot, and she was always sweet to her. And she's like, you know, she goes out to get her paper every morning, and she always looks, like, cold. So she got her, like, this nice warm robe to wear when she goes out and stuff, and wrote, like, a little note from Santa.
That is very cool.
You know, Santa knows that you're chilly when you go to get your mail. Aww. So touching.
That's a beautiful story.
Yes. Nowadays, if that got left on the porch, the bomb squad would be called.
Yeah, exactly.
But do you remember, I think on an earlier podcast, I had talked about one year my mom had put the Christmas presents in a brown bag.
Yes. And I was like, you were so mad.
I was so mad. Someone actually wrote, my friend always puts Santa gifts in brown paper bags, and I always thought that was a great idea. Well, maybe if it started out that way. You know, that was the catch. You know, I was mad that it was like later in life and now we're just calling it a day on the wrapping because she had too much on her plate. But see, it turned in for someone else. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. And it's funny that you say that, you bring up the wrapped versus unwrapped thing, because now I'm trying to think back to my childhood and I'm picturing mentally old pictures of like Christmas morning. And I'm wondering if our Santa gifts were wrapped.
Oh, see? Yeah. I'm telling you, some people really do that.
I know. I'm not sure it was planned on my mother's part, but...
Right. You know, a lot of these
could
traditions...
Could have been exhaustion.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't blame my mom.
Oh, yeah.
But I was kind of like, okay. Yeah. A lot of these traditions, and we've already touched on orange juice and coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin bread. A lot do revolve around food. Mm-hmm. People are like banana cookies, hot chocolate, someone wrote bell cookies.
What are bell cookies?
I looked it up, and they're cookies that look like bells.
That's it?
I think so. I had like a cherry on top or something. I don't know. We'll have to check it out. But I was like, bell cookies? And what's funny is, this is a friend of mine who wrote that. Her adult daughter also wrote on the thing saying, my mom's bell cookies. So how cute is that?
That is cute.
And
but I'm like,
something else that maybe you guys know what it is.
It's like... But they could be any shape. Basically, they're just sugar cookies.
No.
I'm not.
I think it's something a little...
I'm calling it what it is.
No. When you Google it, it came up bell cookies and had like a red...
It's a cookie that tastes like a bell.
All right. We'll have to have Eileen. Eileen, if you're listening, go on Facebook and let us know exactly what the bell cookie is. Or Tiffany can go on there.
I don't know why I'm being so Scroogey this year.
I'm not sure either, but let me... Also, another one. Maybe I hope you can't Scrooge this one up.
Okay.
Charity was a lot.
And I've not been consistent about that. Like, there was a little restaurant near us, and it was near my daughter's skating rink, and we would always stop there after skating a lot. And then they had a little Christmas tree because there was not a retirement home, but an assisted living place.
Mm-hmm.
And the people there who didn't have family or whatever could put wishes on the tree.
That's
and so
nice.
My daughter and I, every year, we would go fulfill somebody's shopping list.
Yep.
And she's not been here, and this year my husband came home and said, hey, I just met with somebody from the Detroit Rescue Mission, and I've adopted a family for us. And I'm like, hooray. So that's what we did this past weekend.
Oh, that's
we went
nice.
Shopping for our family.
Oh, that's
and
great.
We had so much fun.
Yeah, we've done that. That is fun. Especially when you don't have little kids anymore and you're buying like a lot of the little stuff, fun things.
So they're you know, they have a list of what they want, and there were like coats, hats, and gloves. And we were at the mall, and my son went with us, which you know how it is with 18-year-old boys.
I do.
It's hard to get them to participate in
things.
But he went with us, and I sent him and my husband to the toy store, and then I went to buy the coats and the hats and gloves, and they had so much fun. And my son said when we got home, he's like, that was really fun.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. Like, I'm thinking that's going to become a new tradition.
Another good one.
Until he moves out.
That
darn it.
Our listener Kathy sent in, which I thought was great. How fun is this? Every season, she goes and pays off someone's layaway.
What?
Yep. Instead of the money she would have spent on her husband or her husband on her, they would always go and pay off a layaway instead for a family.
That is so cool.
Awesome? I love that.
I've heard of famous people doing that where they go to a store and buy out everybody's because you got just tons of money. Like, what a cool thing to do.
It is.
But, like, what a good feeling. And
could you imagine showing up being that family that was like, they've got clearly on layaway because they're struggling? Probably,
and
they're
just
like, it's been paid.
It's paid off.
What? Yeah. It's amazing.
I want to do that.
And then she would also, she said her other one was donating or adopting a family, like you just mentioned, and getting everything from the gifts to the decorations to the food.
I had just read something. I'm not sure where I read it, but somebody put like $5 bills inside children's books, like in a bookstore, so that when the kids got home, or maybe it was the library even.
That's cool.
I know. So
that
would have
totally made me want to read more books, because I'd be thinking I was going to find $5 all the time.
I know. What a great idea.
You know, a good tradition that people should start is getting seat sitters.
Yes.
As gifts for people.
Oh, yeah.
And helping them stay safe or healthy, not even just at the holidays, but all year long. Because actually, seat sitters, you can use and wash and use up to 6 times.
That's a bargain.
Exactly. So you can use it for your trip, six different trips. Because obviously planes are filled with germs, as we've talked about. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets on there. And right now, like, you know, last night, all I heard my daughter doing is coughing, coughing, coughing. It's the season for all this coughing and sniffling and sneezing. So we try to keep ourselves healthy in other ways. Why not do so when we travel? You can order seat sitters at bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section, or at seatsitters.com. The kit comes with a seat cover, which is super easy to put on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they spent a really long time.
It's super easy.
Making this thing exactly like you, 1 second. No one's going to be saying, sit down, lady. And you can get in there. I don't care if you're in a middle seat and people are trying to get around. You're like, I'm putting my seat sitters on. A tray table cover, 2 sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker if that's something you or a family member suffers with. And it's about $20, give or take a dollar or two. But for $20, you can fly healthy, and so you don't end up vacation. Exactly. You don't end up on vacation getting sick, and you don't come home after a great vacation and find yourself sick.
Okay, and speaking of that, I just put two and two together. Oh. Boy, it's taken me a long time. But my daughter has to fly home now for every holiday.
Hello.
And I don't want her sick on the holiday, and I don't want her sick when she has to go back and go to work.
Exactly. Protect yourself.
That's what she's getting in her stocking.
It's like, think of it like you're rubbing your entire seat with, what's
sanitizer?
This? Yes, thank you.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing.
Well, I love all these traditions.
Me too.
I'm not good. Like, I remember when I was little, we would go to my grandmother's house every year for Christmas Eve.
Very
and
nice.
It was tradition after tradition after tradition.
Oh, wow.
Like, she had 6 kids and a number of grandchildren. We all had stockings, and they were all hung up on the stairwell railing. And so you walked in and you found where your stocking was this year, because they were never like in order or anything.
Yeah.
It was like you found where your stocking was. And then we ate. And then while the dishes were being done, one of the aunts would take most of the grandkids and we would drive around and look for Rudolph. And you know what Rudolph was? Just those towers with the light on the top.
Aww,
I know. But
that's so cool.
But the aunt always knew where one of those towers was.
That's very cool.
So we would drive around.
Nice.
Yeah. And we would look for Rudolph. And then we get back and it's time to open gifts. And I'm trying to remember a couple of years, I know. One of my uncles, it must have been one of my uncles or maybe a family friend, came in as Santa.
Aw. That was probably shocking.
Yes. Because, you know, you're like, it's early. And
I'm sure one tradition that won't go on is a viral video I saw over the weekend. Did you see the one where the mom is going to take pictures, Christmas pictures of her kids outside?
No.
And then a huge creature dressed like the Grinch comes out of the woods.
Oh.
Okay. Google that. Just Google exactly what I told you.
Okay.
Mom scares kids with Christmas picture. And I'm not laughing, okay, but the fear on one of the kids' faces. Now, the older kid's a boy. He's probably like 7 and the maybe 6. And the little girl's like 4 or 3. And when I showed it to one of my friends, they said, oh, my God, the boy's totally leaving his sister behind. Because he's like just took off with like, ah. And the girl's like, wait. And they even like play it in slow motion. And then they start playing, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so you can only do that.
I've got a tradition. My family gets together and does a family Christmas party every year, you know, a couple weeks before Christmas. And we've been doing this for years and years and years. I've missed a bunch of them. But we used to give gifts and you would pick a name out of a hat and that would be your person to get a gift for. Well, they changed it up several years ago and did a white elephant.
Yes,
we do that.
And so, but the thing is, it has consumed the party. Because you get to trade.
You get to push
and take back, and you can only do it once, and there's all these rules. And it ends up taking like 3.5-4 hours. And what most people have been buying is booze, so everybody wants the bottle of booze. And it's like, guys, it's a party. Like, and it can be fun. Some, like, half the family really likes it, and they think it's hilarious and fun, and the rest of us are just kind of like, this is lame. And,
well, I can tell you that I've gotten many a high blood pressure situations because of the white elephant. I get so mad, like when someone steals something I really wanted, or, you know, literally you have no idea how competitive and angry I would get. So like 8 years ago, I had to, my daughter was all like, Mom, are you going to get as upset at the thing, at the white elephant, as you always do?
And that's my point about it, is it's like, it's going completely against the spirit of the holiday.
Yeah, I know.
The whole spirit is lost in that.
What I
it's
had
not
to
about
do...
greed and what you want. It's about like giving somebody something thoughtful and that they like. That's why I don't like it.
So what I had to do, what I really braced myself that 1 year that she said that, I've been better ever since. What I've said is, like, usually the limit on these things are like $30 or something.
Yeah.
So I've said, as I was driving there, if there's something I want, I'll just go buy it. I'm
going
to be so, you should have seen, I'm not joking. Everyone at this party kept saying, wow, Lynn, because it was the same girls every year. Wow, Lynn, you've really gotten better. I go, it's fine. No, there's no problem. There's nothing going on. Literally, I said to this girl casually, where did you buy the scarf that she got? And she told me, I Googled it, went to the store, because it was like a little store, not like a well-known store. Googled it, left the party, went there and bought my scarf myself and went,
You're funny. I already have, well, my family doesn't know this. Now they're going to know. I have already Scrooged our white elephant for this year. The last couple of years, we've done a theme. So over the weekend, my husband was like, so what's the theme for this year's white elephant? I'm like, I'm hoping there's not a theme.
Yeah.
Because last year, the millennials outvoted. Like, we gave lots of good ideas for themes, and the millennials outvoted us and went with shop local. And most of the gifts were lame.
Oh, okay.
And
it's
like, you know, if you're going to choose a theme you can work with.
Yeah.
Like, don't go buying lame stuff just because it's the, like, I was so irritated.
Oh, well, hopefully you
like,
have better.
I feel like if you're going to do a white elephant, that's your chance to be creative.
Exactly.
And do something different and interesting, because you don't know who's going to, although there is a certain family member who's very artistic.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple years ago, I was doing the white elephant, so I put together a bunch of, like, markers and cool, you know, colored pencils and, like, washi tape, that decorative tape, and all kinds of crafty stuff. And I was actually thinking of this specific person when I was putting it all together. Like, oh, they'll appreciate this. That person opened that gift and was like, oh, and, like, set it on the floor. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you... You're the person.
So you can see, I think white elephant could be a whole nother topic. Sounds like Stacey's blood pressure could also get risen a little
bit. See, I don't get upset about what I get.
Yes.
I get upset when my creativity is not appreciated.
I getcha.
So I'm gonna appreciate my creativity.
Right. I want to share with everyone what a lot of our listeners said.
Let's hear it.
So Liz goes to a candlelight service every Christmas Eve, which I often go to church on Christmas Eve because Christmas is just too
crazy
hard to do it.
Yeah.
And then they have prime rib dinner.
Ooh.
So see, another, like, a lot of food and drinks like we talked about.
Yeah.
I love this one. I mentioned Tiffany earlier. In addition to eating her mom's her Bell cookies, she sounds just like me. She wrote, drinking wine while wrapping everything last minute for the kids and promising myself I won't procrastinate ever again every year. We're all dying right now. We've all been there. And she said also sprinkling reindeer food outside for Santa, which I have also done at like 3 a.m. though. I was like, oh my gosh, go out there. We forgot to do it. Another friend, Autumn, she does volunteer work and she thinks it's important to remind her kids. So do the volunteer work with your kids so that hopefully you pay it forward and they do things. Another friend. Oh, here's another one. Angel wrote, Thanksgiving traditions for her are PJs, wine, food with good company, and spending moments sharing how our kindness can be contagious.
I love that.
Now here's one.
Our listeners are amazing.
I know. Erica took this one step further. You know how we all get pajamas? Well, I am going to actually try to do hers this year.
Okay.
And by try, I just mean I'll be there. I just hope everyone else will join me. They get in their Christmas pajamas and then they sit and talk before bed by the light of the tree, which I love sitting in like the dark with the Christmas lights
me too.
On and just chatting. This one's one of my favorites. And I know you guys will get this, but she wrote, Jana, a girl I went to high school with, actually, wrote that her son Jackson, when he was 2.5, when she was making sticky buns Thanksgiving morning, he came in at 2.5 and said, "I helped you make those last year." So apparently Jackson does that every year now at the, you know, at the age of 20, whatever. He comes in and says, "I helped you make those last year."
And he's never helped.
No. Yeah. Amanda, who we both know.
Oh, we love Amanda.
She bowls every Thanksgiving with her family. And it would,
fun.
She would be lost without the bowling. Scott goes, said that his cousin hosts a cousin fest every Thanksgiving. It started about 18 years ago. And now they do it with all cousins and their kids who are now from ages 4 to 24. And the next day they do a family soccer game with the dads playing in the game with the kids. How
all
fun
right.
would that
well,
be?
We're going to share all of these yes. on our Facebook page, Stacey and Lynn Podcast. You can get there also from our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com. And we'd love, if you've got more traditions, if we've missed anything, if you've got something great you do, we want to hear it. So go to our website, find our social media, let us know your great family tradition so we can share them with everybody
else. And
maybe
a new one might be listening to the It's Not Just You podcast on Christmas morning.
Yes, there you go. I love that tradition. See you next week.